Failure is one of the biggest fears that people have. It's one of the top four fears, and it's a fear that really drives people and it motivates people, and it can be a really great motivator. But if you don't understand failure and you don't understand it and you're not approaching it from the right way, it can be pretty decapitating and debilitating, and it could prevent clear thought, how to move forward in times of real big challenge and uncertainty.
Welcome to the Rich Equation Podcast.
Rich Equation Podcast.
Here's your host, Ashish Nathu.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the Rich Equation. Today, I wanted to talk about fear of failing. In fact, failing itself. And I want to really get deeper into this because I think that failure is one of the biggest fears that people have. It's one of the top four fears. And it's a fear that really drives people and it motivates people, and it can be a really great motivator. But if you don't understand failure and you don't understand it and you're not approaching it from the right way, it can be pretty decapitating and debilitating, and it could prevent clear thought, how to move forward in times of real big challenge and uncertainty. So firstly, let's talk about the fear of failing. I think that fundamentally, as I mentioned, it is one of the four core fears. And I think there's nothing to be ashamed about having a true fear of the fear of failing. And we're brought up in upbringing to believe that failing is bad and that you'll be judged and that other people will criticize you, or there's somehow a societal understanding that failing is unacceptable. That narrative, that story is really deep rooted in most people's subconscious, which is why we're programmed to make safe decisions throughout our life, whether it's going to school, playing sports, or staying on a path, right? Getting a job, staying at a career for a long period of time, investing in a 401k. You know, there's signs of programmatic thinking everywhere in our lifetime. And that really is to avoid this fear of failing and taking risk. And one of the things that most entrepreneurs have is this really strong fear of failing, which drives them to success, or maybe it's a fear of looking bad, whatever you want to call it. But without failure, there can be no growth, there can be no success, there can be no learning. And that's also true. And there's a lot of thought going on right now about, you know, conscious parenting, conscious awareness, this woke culture of awareness or self-awareness. And one of the things that we have to start being more aware of is, what are the behaviors and the truths of failure, and how is it actually increasing progress and success and learning? And so one of the reasons why I wanted to do this podcast today and share this thought is, firstly, asking questions about where is fear of failing showing up in my life, and how is it contributing to my success rather than preventing me from doing what I want or accomplishing what I want? How is it contributing to my success? How is it that I'm using this fear, this motivating fear, to mobilize myself? The second question is, what am I doing that is really slowing me down, or where am I allowing the fear to get the better of me? And how can I disentangle my emotion of the fear and start to look at it objectively to move forward past it? Fear is both powerful and can be debilitating. And I think we need to really look at the fear of failing in both ways. You can't just look at it like it's a fear and I'm not willing to address the fear, but it's also something that can be really empowering. The second thing I want to talk about failure is, without failure, you can't learn. And so I really want to change this paradigm that failure is bad and failure is unacceptable. And I have this really deeply rooted in myself. You know, after you achieve a certain amount of success, it's said to, you know, you have a lot more to lose. And that's sort of true. As you achieve more success, whatever that may be, whether it's, you know, you grow your family or you grow your business or you grow your wealth, whatever it may be, as you you know, expand or excel in life, there is more to lose. That's just the nature of it. But is it true that you can lose? Is it true that you really can fail? And if we really think about how we positioned failure in our mindset and how we approach failure. If we approach it with more curiosity, if we approach it with more less negative energy and more curious energy, I wonder what's on the other side of this experiment. I wonder what's on the other side of this attempt. And if I don't succeed, then it does not necessarily mean I failed. It just means I found another way not to succeed. And it's really important for me to share this with people, because one of the main reasons I launched this podcast is because I want to see entrepreneurs succeed, because I think entrepreneurs have a really strong influence in society today. And they have the power to influence not only their families, but their employees and society with their products and services, and create mini ecosystems. And the more entrepreneurs that succeed, the better society will become. And the healthier the mindset of an entrepreneur, the higher probability of their success. And failure, you know, I was reading an article today that 90% of startups fail, 70% of venture capital backed firms fail, and 50% of all companies fail within 5 years. That's remarkable data. It's remarkable that that many people actually are struggling or failing. And there's a lot of reasons for that. And there's a lot of reasons why entrepreneurs fail, and not necessarily they failed, but their business didn't work out, or they couldn't, you know, find enough financing, or they couldn't sell enough and generate cash flow. It doesn't necessarily mean they failed. It just means that it didn't work out the way that potentially it was designed to in the beginning, and maybe they didn't pivot or what have you. And so we'll do another podcast on why entrepreneurs' businesses fail, which is a different topic. But I really wanted to spend time on the concept of failure and why we think about failure the way we do. And I think we need to really go back to our childhood and think about where in our upbringing did we see failure judged? Where did we see failure that was criticized? Where was failure not accepted and allowed? And how do we show up in our adult life, in our career, in our family, accepting or not accepting failure? What has really worked for me is to objectify failure as a concept, not as an emotion. I think it's really prevalent that when we think about failure, we feel it in our bodies. We feel this anxiety, this tension, the stress of what does it mean to fail? For me, what's really worked for me is to objectify it, is to start thinking objectively about the intellectual understanding of what failure really is. And what failure really is to me is a lesson. It's information, it's education, it's an experiment, it's a process. And you can get better at failure. You can get better at trying things and experimenting things and not getting lost in the failure emotion. So I really encourage people to engage with this concept, meditate on it, think about it, see how failure is showing up in your life, and really try to objectify it. Remember that failure is education. Good luck.
If you enjoy this podcast or find it valuable in any way, you have a duty to share it with someone else who may need to hear this message or can get value from this content. And remember to subscribe to the podcast and leave a review so we can continue to bring massive value to you. And go to our website, therichequationpodcast.com, to be added to our mailing list for special access and content.
Thank you for listening to the Rich Equation Podcast with Ashish Nathu. Do you want more ideas on how to live rich? Go to richequationpodcast.com for show notes and resources. Then take 1 minute to leave Ashish a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. And we'll see you on the next episode.